It's a bit hot. It's a very good occasion, you know, to practice samadhi, yeah? To enter samadhi and don't notice anything. Hmm? There's no heat. There's no cold. Hmm? There's no anger. There's no greed. But only if you enter samadhi. If you enter samadhi, yeah, staying with our Buddha, or staying with the breath coming in and coming out, yeah, and no thoughts are coming up, no memories coming up. We are happy. We are contented. The first time we are really contented. The first time we really don't want anything. Dann Thorsten. Are you tired? Your head nearly went down to the floor. You did not notice it? Yeah. คนไทยเมื่อฟังเทศก็ไม่ต้องกินอะไรฮะมันไม่ใช่คารพนับถือธรรมและเมื่อไม่เข้าใช้ภาษาอังกฤษก็ฟังนายชัยนะไม่ต้องสนใจนะมันจะเข้าใจหรือไม่เข้าใจใช้มันจะเข้าใจเพราะว่ามีภาษาเดียวมีภาษาอันเดียวนะภาษาใจ ที่ของเราพูดและฟังและได้ยินก็เป็นหลายภาษานะแต่ใช้รู้จักที่ภาษาเดียว So we do have to we do have to make our heart calm. If the heart is not calm, we cannot do investigation. You cannot investigate the body. The body is something that we are so attached to. We constantly think about the body, worried about the body. If the body gets sick, we are worried about the body. Sometimes if we get really sick, you know, I mean, we think we die. And 3 or 4 days later, or maybe a week later, you know, we are back again and we don't think about that. So the body is constantly there, yeah? And the body with the six senses, the senses of seeing and hearing, touching, smelling, tasting, and thinking. Yeah? This is where we attach to, and we can't let go of it. We come out of samadhi and we want something, and it's always concerned with the body. Yeah? More concerned with the senses. We want this, yeah. We look at this, we look at that, you know. We hear this, or we talk, yeah. It's always about the senses. It's always about the body. So the most important thing for us to investigate is this body. Yeah? Break it up, yeah? Put it down, you know, and put it in front of you, and you know, take a knife, you know, and cut it up in bits and pieces, and look, what is the body? Yeah? Where's the body? Which part of the body is the body? It's so important. So important to do it, you know, to get some sort of detachment. It will take years, or maybe even decades, you know, to get rid of the body or to get rid of the attachment to the body. But in the beginning, the more we do the body investigation, the more we don't fall for the kilesas who constantly want something for this body. They want food, they want water, they want drink, they want heat, you know, they don't like the heat and they don't like the cold and so on and so on. They don't like pain, yeah, that is one thing, yeah, that is very important. Yeah, when we sit in meditation, we don't like the pain that comes up. Yeah? So we get up from meditation and do something else. Yeah? Then we try to sit again, you know, and then the pain comes again and then we get up again. So we have to understand, you know, what is pain, yeah? Just like we have to understand what is the body, we have to understand what is feeling, we have to understand what is thinking, yeah, and what is memory. Yeah? They come up, you know, and they go. Yeah? Just like clouds, you know, they appear, you know, and they disappear, appear and disappear, and appear and disappear. Just like this body. I mean, with the body, it is very difficult for us to see because it takes a long time to disappear. But with thoughts, you know, I mean, we see it very quickly. Poops, they come, and poops, they go. Eh? Memory is the same thing. Yeah? They come, and then they go. Sometimes you can't even catch them. What kind of memory just came up? Yeah. They are so quick, you know. So why do we attach to them? Why do we cling to them? That's a question we should ask. Just let them pass by. Just let them pass by like clouds. We can't change them anyway. Yeah. But we should not buy into. Yeah? How do we buy into? By believing them. It's me. It's mine. It's my belief. It's my smell. It is my taste. It is my... my anger, yeah? And I'm right, you know, I mean, this is the thing, yeah? When I'm getting angry or when I'm getting greedy, you know, I'm right, I need this, or I don't need this. Yeah? That's where the anger and that's where the greed comes in. We don't need anything to be happy. And we see that, you know, when we go into samadhi, we don't need anything at all. Yeah? We are just happy the way things are. Because there is no future and there is no past. There is actually, you know, the ego disappears from. You can say, you know, I mean, we take a holiday from the ego. Yeah? From this thing or this, you know, phenomena that constantly wants. Yeah? And if we understand the second noble truth, from this constantly wanting, you know, comes our dukkha. Yeah? Dukkha. And we don't like dukkha. We like to get rid of dukkha, and that is also wanting, yeah? So we try all sorts of things, yeah? We are very clever, you know, in the way of the world, you know, to not to see dukkha, yeah? When there is dukkha, you know, then... Lord Mark, huh? when there is dukkha, I mean, we find some way, you know, how to not, you know, how to evade dukkha, how not to look at the dukkha. Just like, you know, when we walk along the street, you know, and we see some beggars or some clochards, you know, I mean, hanging around terribly looking ugly, you know, and smelling and stinking. I mean, we turn our eyes to some nice sight, yeah? And that's the same thing. We always do that. We always turn our eyes to the nice things, yeah, and not wanting to see the bad things. And that's what our investigation is about. Yeah, we want to see now the bad things, yeah, the things that we don't like. The feelings that we don't like. For instance, pain. We don't like it, yeah, so we should like it. Yeah, the food that we don't like. Yeah. Or the heat that we don't like, yeah? So start to like it, yeah, and then change your mind and attachment to it, and things will go much better. It is just an opinion of ourselves that we like something or we dislike something. When you look at the world, you know, some people, you know, dress like this and we don't like it, you know, but they like it, yeah? So, I mean, it is... completely upon our opinion, or something tastes nice, you know, and we think it tastes terrible. I mean, depending on the taste, depending on the eyes, depending on the ears, you know, or we hear music and we think it's terrible sound, you know, and other people love it, yeah? So, I mean, it's just an opinion that we have, and we can change opinions. Yeah? So investigate, you know, investigate these things, you know, don't get fooled by it. Don't get fooled by these assertions that are constantly coming into our mind. These assertions, you know, I mean, I like this, I don't like this, I want this, I don't want this. Yeah? This is an assertion. Get rid of it, you know, or question it, yeah? Why do I like it? Yeah? Or negate it and say, I don't like it, yeah? And the things that you don't like, you know, you start to like, yeah? So you get the kilesas, the power of the kilesas who drive you, yeah? Or now I'm missing English. Sometimes I'm missing the Thai words, you know. who command you around, you know, with the likes and the dislikes, yeah? And they know that they can do it, yeah? Because we always go for the likes, yeah? I like this, yes. Yes, my Lord, I like this. No, I don't like this. No, yes, my Lord, I don't like this. Yeah, and then we turn it around, yeah? Suddenly liking the things that we normally don't like and disliking the things that we normally like. Yeah? So we can reduce the power of the kilesas for a while because they have us in the grip of the likes and the dislikes. And we constantly follow them. So get into samadhi, yeah? I mean, I told how often did I tell you how to get into samadhi? The important thing is not just to repeat the Buddha or just to watch the breath. It is the important thing is you need to know if the breath is fast or if it is shallow, if it is deep, you know, if it is rough or if it is subtle. Yeah? This knowingness, yeah? This will lead us to the knowingness of the citta. And this is important. Yeah? And we have to remember that. Or when we do the Buddha, is it fast or if it is slow? You know, is it deep or is it shallow? Constantly, at every moment, is it the beginning of the Buddha? Is it the end of the Buddha? Knowing, 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 knowing. Yeah? Until we get to the state of knowing. Once there is a state of knowing and nobody tells us what we know, yeah, then we are happy. Then we are contented. Right? Then we rest in upachara samadhi or atta samadhi. Where we have a peace, yeah, where we have a peace of mind from the kilesas for a while. Like I said, you know, like I often said, you know, it's a safe house, yeah. We sometimes need the safe house, you know, just to rest because, I mean, the work is hard, you know, and the life, you know, sometimes the life is hard that we live, yeah. So we need sometimes, you know, to go into a state where we feel completely contented. And know, yeah, and then realize after we come out of the state, this was a state of contentment. And all what we needed to do is follow the breath or follow the Buddha. That's all what we need to do. And know that the Buddha is deep. Know, yeah. Know that the Buddha, yeah. And don't believe these thoughts that are coming in. These are constantly coming in, yeah. From left, from right, from up, from down, yeah. Forming opinions, yeah? And then we believe for the opinions, yeah? Then we believe these opinions. Yes, this is true. Yes, this is true. Yes, I'm right, yeah? Or watch yourself when you do something, yeah? And watch, you know, watch the justification that comes up for doing something, yeah? Yes, this is right, yeah? This is how it should be, you know, this thought comes in, you know. I mean, when you know this thought comes in, something must be wrong with what you have done. If it is right, you know, I mean, there's no justification for it coming up. But if we do something slightly wrong, or, you know, if we do something completely wrong, we look for justifications why we did it. So look for these justifications and know, you know, this is the technique of the kilesas to fool us to do something, yeah, wrong, yeah, something that is not wholesome. Yeah? Yeah, we do see. And it constantly comes up. Yeah? So investigation of the body, you know, is the main topic for us, yeah? But before we start with the investigation of the body, we need to investigate pain, yeah? What is pain? What is it? How does it feel like? Yeah? Is it constant? No. What was before the pain? No pain. What is after the pain? No pain. So, I mean, where did it come from? Well, what is it? How does it feel like? Yeah? Where exactly is it located? Yeah? And when we watch it, when we observe it, and then we go into it, it becomes really interesting. And then the pain itself becomes, you know, just pain. And it is completely bearable. And then we see, you know, if we start to investigate it really deeply, you know, then we see that it shifts from one location to the next, yeah? what we thought, you know, was excruciating pain, yeah? I mean, it's suddenly without pain, and then the next spot, you know, is within excruciating pain, yeah? And then we investigate that spot until we see where it is coming from. Because it has nothing to do with the body. This pain, this kind of pain doesn't come from the body. And we notice it, you know, I mean, oh, it's so much pain, I get up, yeah? And the moment we get up, the pain is gone. I mean, how can that, what kind of pain is that? Huh? It's magic, isn't it? Hmm? But we fall for it each time. Each time we fall for it. Huh? We fall for this magic trick of the kilesas. Yeah? That's why I call, you know, sometimes the kilesas, you know, being a magician, you know, constantly making a show in front of us. Ah, do you see this? Wow, wonderful. Or how do you see it? You know, oh, it's so disgusting. Yeah? And we fall for it. We sit down, you know, and say, oh, wonderful, you know, oh, how disgusting. But we don't see that it is a trick. Because if we could, just like with the magician, if we go behind the stage and look how he does the trick, you know, we wouldn't be fooled by it anymore. And that's exactly what we have to do. We have to go behind the stage. That means we have to investigate what is pain, for what it is. And then we see it's a feeling. And there's constant feeling, you know. I mean, even if we sleep, there are feeling. When we wake up, there is a feeling. There is constant. There is no moment without a feeling. But these feelings are never constant, you know. They are constantly changing into something else. Something that is pleasant changes into something that is unpleasant. Something that is unpleasant changes into something that is neutral or something that is pleasant. And it's constantly changing. All the time, all the time. And we don't notice it, yeah? And we think these feelings are us, me, mine, it's my feeling. Yeah? I mean, if you have a bad feeling, you know, try to exchange it with a good feeling. You know, just go to your drawer, yeah, and put out a nice feeling and put it on. Can you do it? Yeah? If you can't, you know, I mean, you know it is not your feeling. Yeah? If you cannot exchange a good feeling for a bad feeling or a bad feeling for a good feeling, then how can it be us? But we can understand how these feelings arise. We can understand the mechanism, and that's why we need to investigate it. So investigate pain, yeah? And then after you started investigating pain for a little while, you know, then start to investigate the body. See it, you know, open it up and see the loathsomeness of the body, or cut it up in bits and pieces and put it out in front of you and say, what is the body? Yeah? Which part of the body? Is the leg the body? Are the toes the body? Is the brain the body? Is the heart the body? Is the lungs the body? What is the body? Yeah? Which part of the body are you calling body? Yeah? Then assemble it in the right manner and then you have a body. Assemble it in a different manner, you know. I mean, there are so many ways, you know, that's where you can really play. Yeah? But most of you, you know, just play with your memories, you know, I mean, painting pictures of the future. Yeah? No, yeah, I mean, use your imagination, you know, there, you know, to turn the body into something, you know, I mean, construct it in a different way and see, you know, if you think it is a body. And see that the body is not us. Yeah? I mean, if all the parts of the body are lying outside in front of us, yeah, what is sitting then on the cushion? Yeah? What's sitting then on the mat? It's a citta. Yeah? The citta and the body are two different things, and that is something that we really have to understand. Yeah? We might understand it now, yeah, but this understanding is not deep enough. It has to really to reach our heart. Yeah, once the heart understands, yeah, that it is not the body, it lets go of the attachment to the body. Yeah. It still thinks it is a nice thing, yeah? That's why we have to do the loathsomeness, investigation of the loathsomeness of the body, and to see that actually, you know, everything that goes into the body is nice and smells good, and everything that comes out of the body is disgusting, yeah? That this body, you know, I mean, and that we have to train this body for 15 years, can use it for 30 years, and then wait for our death for 40 years. Yeah? All these kind of reflection. What is so beautiful about the body? What can we, what does the body give us? You know, what kind of special things gives us, and what kind of work do we have to put into it? Think about the people in the world that have to constantly, every day they have to work for this body. Yeah? And then when they stop working, you know, they are so the body is so broken up, you know, and not strong enough anymore, you know, and then they wait just for the death. Yeah? Not being able to do all the things that when we are 20 or when the body has its full strength. I mean, think about, you know, I mean, often I talk about the simile of the car and the driver, yeah? If you're born in the car, you know, you die in the car and never got out of the car, yeah? I mean, how can you not believe that you're the car? In the moment, you know, it's the same with the body, yeah? I mean, the car breaks down just the same way, yeah? In the beginning it drives well, yeah? Until it becomes, you know, older and older, and then you start to repair it, and it is more often in the garage than it is, you know, than it is ready to drive. Yeah? Until that, in the garage, then the mechanic says, you know, I mean, it's useless. We can't repair it anymore. And that's the same with our body. Yeah, I mean, we go to see the doctor. You know, he repairs this or he repairs that. Yeah, he opens up this. You know, he exchanges this part with that part. Yeah, and so on and so on. Mm? Until there is no more breath, you know, and that's what we call death. Yeah? And people are afraid of death. Yeah? I mean, it's the same thing, you know. I mean, if you have a car, yeah, and you spend all your money with the car, you know, and put the gasoline, you know, and polish it up, you know, and put this fine fancy accessory on the car and that fine, and you spend all your money, and when the car, you know, I mean, has to go to the junkyard, yeah, I mean, then you have no money left. Then you can't buy a car. Yeah. It's the same thing, you know, with us, you know, I mean, if you put all our effort into the body and don't put any effort, you know, into making merit, yeah, then, of course, we will be afraid of death. Just like the person who has no money, you know, I mean, when he sees this car is not working anymore, huh? I can't buy a car, I have to go on foot, yeah. And if we don't have enough merit to come back as a human being, you know, I mean, we go down, going down to hell, yeah. And to the flames of hell, you know, until our bad karma or demerit, you know, is burned up. And then we can come slowly ascend back to the human life. And then we do the same thing, you know, putting all our effort into this body, you know, putting all our effort into this life, what we think it is exceptional. At the end, we don't have anything left, yeah? We don't have any merit left, yeah? So we go back down to hell. That is the normal cycle for most of the people. Unless they think about and reflect a little bit about life, and then think this cannot be everything, you know, there must be a way out, yeah. So people start to build up merit, and the more merit we have and the less demerit we have, I mean, the less we are afraid of death. We are not afraid of death anymore if we are good people. Why should we be afraid? Yeah. When the car is broken down, you know, and doesn't work anymore, we get out of the car, you know, and go on foot, yeah? And the people, it's the same with the body. The moment the body is dead and we can't move it anymore, the chitta goes outside, you know, and depending on its karma, you know, it goes up to the heavenly realms or it goes down to the hell realms. Or it goes into any other realms. That is the normal cycle. And we have to understand it. So there's nothing to be afraid of death. Yeah? We don't have to be afraid of death. You know, it's just a cycle, you know, from changing one car to another car, yeah, or from a car to a no car. Yeah? That's all what is happening. The chitta itself or the driver itself, you know, is not hurt by the death of the car. Or the chitta is not hurt by the death of the body. And when you think about it, you know, when you think about picture it. I mean, the driver of the car, I mean, who has a broken down car, you know, who has to put his car to the junkyard. If he has enough merit, he can buy a new car. Does the manner of the driver change while he gets a new car? No. And it's the same thing with the citta. The citta does not change, yeah? But it changes over the time, over our experience, yeah? From a young driver to an old and experienced driver, or from a young driver to a reckless driver, and so on and so on. That is the citta that depends on the experience, or changes with the experience that we have in our life. But the citta at the end of the death and the citta in the next realm, you know, I mean, it's pretty much the same. Yeah. It just takes other forms on. Yeah. That's all. So I mean, there shouldn't be too much fear, you know, of death. Yeah. I mean, it's all just a body that dies. You know, it's, of course, it is painful. Yeah. Just like birth is very painful. Yeah. Think about it, remember it, and if you can't remember it, go back to your birth, yeah? Where you were pressed out of this small hole, yeah? And some of the babies die, you know, because it is too painful, yeah? But death is painful and we die 100%. Yeah? But not all babies die, or most of the babies don't die, you know, when they come out, yeah? But they can't do anything, remember it, yeah? I mean, when they come out of the womb, you know, I mean, they can't do anything, yeah? They're not... The doctor or the person who helps with the birth, you know, I mean, has to help the baby, you know, that comes out of the womb with breathing, yeah? And once it is breathing, you know, it starts to get to know this body. Moving the body, moving the hands, moving the arms, moving the legs, you know, learning to walk, learning to talk, yeah? Learning to write, learning to read, yeah? And learning to think. Yeah? And how long do we do that? 15 years, yeah? The human realm is very valuable. Just don't waste it, you know, with thinking about this, with dreaming about that, and dreaming about that. Or just working for the body, yeah. Use the human life, you know. I mean, just like the Lord Buddha. Open lie. Man lon, man muong ngai. Use the human birth, you know. I mean, to just like the Lord Buddha said, you know, the human birth is the jumping board, yeah. We can jump. We have enough dukkha, but we have also some sukha, yeah. We can see, you know, the difference between dukkha and sukha, yeah. And we can investigate, you know, how dukkha arises and how sukha arises. And we can jump out, yeah. And he gave us the path, you know, the fourth noble truth, the path that leads to the end of dukkha, yeah. So use the time wisely. Don't worry about this and don't worry about that. And don't be lazy. I mean, don't find this to do or that to do, yeah? I mean, if it is important, yeah, I mean, go ahead and do it. But most of the things that we think it is important, yeah, are actually not important. What is important is, yeah, am I walking chankram? Yeah? Do I do my walking meditation? No. I should do it. Do I do my sitting meditation? No, I should do it. Oh, but before I find all sorts of reasons, you know, to do this and look up this, you know, reading books, you know, that's not useful. I mean, if you want to know something, then go into the heart. The heart knows everything. Okay. Questions?
When investigating pain, sometimes investigating pain, then something pops up somewhere else.
Yeah.
And immediately she wants to go there to attention. Shall we then go there or keep on?
I mean, if the old pain is still pain,
is still there.
Yeah. If then, you know, I mean, it just wants to distract us. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's always like an impulse.
Yeah, yeah, it's an impulse. No, you stay with the pain. Once there is no more pain, and the pain appears at another spot, then you go to that spot.
And sometimes when staying on a home spot, everything else feels quiet and weaving.
Yeah.
Body is very light.
Yeah.
This is really a block system. And then when concentration really strong,
yeah,
kind of the association, like constantly it's a new, it's dirty, it hurts. That disappears.
Dirty?
Like constantly something is like, it hurts. And
oh,
know,
yeah.
That disappears.
Yeah.
But only very short. Because you get very excited.
Yeah. Yes.
Shall we then try to stay in that?
Yes, stay on it, you know, until you really understand, until you really see it popping up from one occasion to the next occasion, yeah? And investigation of pain is also, comes, you know, sooner or later comes to the investigation of death, because the pain will be so big that you really believe you're going to die.
Right, but this is sometimes only very short now. It's kind of fear of death, like.
No, it's not the fear of death.
Not the fear.
It's not this fear, you know. This fear, you know, the fear that you break your leg or that you die, you know, because.
That kind of, like, it's the same when we really have an experience where we think we die.
Yeah.
And we fell off, like, the house.
Yeah.
That is like, oh, I'm sure about that. Like that.
I mean, that can be a memory that popping up from a previous death, yeah? Yeah. But, you know, if it is so short, you know, don't even pay attention to it, yeah? I mean, if you go, you know, just like what happened to me in the first year, if you go through one death, you know, one death is so picturesque, you know, and it lasts for 2 hours, you know, and you go through every stage of this death, you know, then stay with it, yeah? And then afterwards, my body hurt, you know, at least for 2 hours. We experience the death, yeah? Because this remembrance, it also brings up all these feelings, you know, that occur within the death, yeah? So, I mean, with this you can stay, yeah? No, I mean, it is a moment where you have to decide, you know, because it is really, when you go, you know, when you really investigate pain, yeah, and when it comes, you know, when it comes then, you know, to the pain of death, yeah, then, I mean, the first pain of death is the breath stops, yeah. And then you have to decide, yeah, you want to go on or you want to stop, yeah. It really feels like, you know, it really feels like you're dying. And that is not for a short moment, it is for quite a while, yeah. And then you have to decide, yeah, okay, let's die, whatever can die, you know, let it die. Yeah? And that is the first wave of death. The second wave, you know, okay. Let's start with the first wave. But then, if you go through the first, second, and third wave, I mean, what is there to be afraid of death anymore? Nothing. I mean, you went through death, you know. I mean, you know the experience of death. Yeah? So, I mean, and you know you can cope with it. Because you don't die, you know, it's just the body, you know, that gives up its life. Yeah? Okay, so...